Last week we began the diary of a maths Olympian, Jeff Smith from the University of Bath, who's actually a referee rather than a maths runner. And his greatest rivals are the Aussies, always ready to argue and sledge and gripe. So here's Diary Part 2.
When the International Mathematical Olympiad was founded in Romania back in 1959, it was a Soviet bloc competition, with only a few countries participating. The leaders were Communist Party functionaries, but their deputies were the mathematicians who actually did the work. Therefore, the leaders were housed in splendid accommodation, leaving the students and deputies in Spartan surroundings and living on hard rations. The leaders have never reformed this excellent and unfair arrangement. The leaders are cut off from the students at the start of the IMO because now we are setting the papers. There have been irregularities from time to time, and it is safer not to test the moral standing of the members of the jury. At IMO 2008, our Spanish hosts operate an honour system. This contrasts with last year's policy in Vietnam, when more robust security measures were in place. The leaders' hotel was guarded by armed soldiers, and we were not allowed out. Internet repression software was in place. Developing countries rather pushed the boat out when hosting the IMO. In Vietnam, we got the Prime Minister at the opening ceremony, the President at the closing ceremony, and a live feed from the students' site onto Vietnamese TV. The jury travelled at speed, in coaches with police escorts, and oncoming traffic simply had to hurl itself off the road. Try it sometime. It works well. This year, the tone is different. The Spanish political and media establishment take the IMO slightly less seriously, and moving about the country is a kinder, gentler experience. When I arrive at the leaders' site in La Granja Palace de San Ildefonso, I find that my room is excellent. After dinner, I get hold of the IMO shortlist of problems and set to work. A vast number of problem proposals have been sent in to the Problem Selection Committee from all over the world. This local committee is laced with a few international experts, and they have sorted through the problems and have produced a shortlist of about 30 questions. These are grouped under the four IMO headings: algebra, geometry, number theory, and combinatorics. These were the subjects taught in communist bloc secondary schools in 1959, and once you set up an international system, you are stuck. Geometry is popular with the jury. In fact, there is a powerful geometry lobby, so that you can expect two of the six IMO problems to be geometric. On an IMO paper, the first question, the relatively easy one, is quite likely to be on geometry. This in turn means that the quality of the less brutal geometry problems in the shortlist is important. I tear open the shortlist booklet to look at G1, supposedly the easiest geometry problem. Happily, it turns out to be very attractive, and will succumb both to elegant Euclidean ideas or to a determined but ingenious calculation. I solve it by using the theory of the 9-point circle. There are other smooth ways to dispose of the question, but they are not easy to spot, so the problem will have value in discriminating between students. There will be bloodshed. It is very important to break your heart trying to solve the problems before the solutions are handed out. Once you see the solutions, everything seems easier, and as the days go by and you have turned the solutions over and over in your mind, everything seems natural and obvious. Then you have to remember how you felt when you first saw the problems, when you were confused and anxious, making tentative chains of logic in the vain hope that they would lead to progress. The jury meets and begins to discuss the shortlist. The first thing to do is to see if any jurors have noticed that any problem is similar to one used before in some mathematics competition. Some proposals are thrown out as known. After that, the floor is open for general discussion. The Australian leader, Angelo De Pasquale, is not present, so I make the first speech in which I parrot some ideas which I stole from him. I acknowledge his contribution, but the speech goes down very well, and I appear to be getting the credit. I make a note of this and decide to pinch more of Angelo's ideas in the future. Political developments mean that the UK leader is no longer inserted alphabetically between the Ukraine and the United States. This is because of the arrival of the leader of the United Arab Emirates, Juma Rashid Ali al-Shamisi, or Juma for short. His name is much more impressive than mine, and I feel distinctly inferior. I must upgrade my name. We first select an algebra question as the second relatively easy problem to go with the inevitable G1. It is a functional equation question which falls naturally into two parts. This will help to fragment the marks. We then pick a distinctly classy number theory hard problem and a hard geometry problem. Neither seems completely impossible. We must be getting soft. It remains to discuss the medium questions. At least one must be combinatorial, and neither can be from the geometry list because we have two of those already. Combinatorics is the mathematics of counting and choosing. There is a combinatorics question involving counting different sequences of switching lamps on and off. There have been no lamp manipulation problems set in recent years, so it gets selected, along with an inequality which, like the other algebra question, falls into two parts. Along with all this happy progress, there is the bad news that the students and deputy from Pakistan are having difficulties getting visas to attend the IMO. The organisers are working the phones to Islamabad and Spanish ministries, but to no avail. It's July 14th. The students are scheduled to arrive in Spain. A high-tech display of inaccurate arrival information is projected in the jury's coffee area in order to generate concern. Now the jury has set the problems, we must refine the language to make them both clear and elegant. I am transformed from the British bloke at the back of the room into the chair of the English Language Committee. The procedure is first to produce the English version. On the basis of that, make versions in the official IMO languages, French, German, Russian and Spanish, and finally approve translations into about 50 other languages. The New Zealand leader, Michael Albert, gives me a hand. We ponder the wording separately overnight, then meet at breakfast to agree a common position. We take these ideas to the English Language Committee as a basis for discussion. A crucial member of the English Language Committee is the leader of France. French has a small vocabulary and an inflexible grammar, so some English sentences simply do not have a French translation. We design the English language version with the needs of francophones in mind. The English Language Committee's recommendations are largely accepted by the jury. Next time, I'll tell you how the competition went in 2008. My book, A Mathematical Olympiad Primer, is available on the internet from the Australian Mathematics Trust. This text helps students to prepare for mathematics competitions.
Jeff Smith, and with protocols like that for maths and students, can you imagine what it's like at the G20 summit or trying to organise world peace? Jeff Smith at the University of Bath.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.